Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello everyone. Welcome to episode 25 of The 80%. To start off our season 3, we'll talk about how to have the right mindset for success. Bibigyan ko kayo ng 4 tips para mas ma-inspire at ma-motivate ka to achieve your goals. I hope you're excited and ready to learn. So let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007, and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. What's the best predictor for success? What I mean is, paano mo malalaman kung ang isang tao ay magiging successful sa buhay nila or hindi? Well, according to psychology professor and popular science author Angela Duckworth, the answer is grit, G-R-I-T, grit, which she defines as passion and perseverance for long-term goals. Ito yung personality trait or attitude na kahit anong mangyari, hindi ako susuko at walang makakapigil sa akin. And I've seen this from many successful people that I've met. Sila yung mga matitigas ang ulo na hindi basta-basta nag-give up at lahat talaga ay gagawin para ma-achieve yung goals nila sa buhay. So, ang tanong ngayon ay, ikaw ba? Matigas ba ang ulo mo? Kung hindi, well, don't worry because according to her, you can cultivate and grow your grit. It's actually a skill that can be learned and practiced over time. Pero paano? Well, personally, I believe that it starts with the right mindset. Or in other words, simulan mo dapat yan sa kung paano ka mag-isip. Remember that mindset plays a major role in how we act. And more importantly, how we react to what happens around us. And today, I'll share with you 4 strategies which can help you change how you think and look at things from a better perspective. So let's start with number 1, which is awareness and intention. May kaibigan ako na gustong magnegosyo at kapag nakikita kami, lagi siyang excited magkwento tungkol dun sa business idea na naiisip niya. One time, I told him that he should write a business plan para at least malaman na niya yung mga kailangan niyang gawin para maitayo yung business na balak niya. Pero sabi niya, busy pa raw siya at marami pang ginagawa sa work. Which is okay lang naman, I understand that not everyone has the luxury of time. Pero ito yung nakakatawa. On that same afternoon na sinabi niyang busy siya sa work, naikwento niya sa akin na nag-binge watch daw siya nung Itaewon Class, which is a K-drama series on Netflix. Aba, parang mga 16 episodes din yon. This is my first tip. Always remind yourself of your goals and then check yourself against the things that you do every day. Because each day is an opportunity to get closer to where you want to be. So always make time to do the things that will take you there. Also, before ka mag-commit ng malaking oras sa isang bagay, tanungin mo muna ang sarili mo kung paano ka nito matutulungan na abutin yung mga goals mo. There's a need to have awareness and intention when it comes to working for the things you want in life. In the previous episode, sinabi ko na hindi magandang nagsisinungaling ka sa sarili mo. Yung sasabihin mo na magtitipid ka na, pero wala ka namang ginagawa para makapag-ipon hanggang salita ka lang, walang action. Nasabi ko ito because there's another lie that people often tell themselves. At ito yung sinasabi ng friend ko, yung busy raw siya. Busy pa raw siya sa work kaya hindi siya nakakagawa ng business plan. Telling yourself that you're too busy often becomes a convenient excuse to procrastinate or avoid doing what's necessary to achieve your goals. And this brings me to my second tip, which is to use words that empower you, especially when you're talking to yourself. Oo, alam ko, kinakausap mo ang sarili mo. Actually, a lot of people do, and it's normal. Clinical psychologist Dr. Jessica Nicolosi says that talking to ourselves is completely within the norm, and in fact, we talk to ourselves constantly. And when we speak out loud, it forces us to slow down our thoughts and process them differently because we engage the language centers of our brain. Plus, it's actually good for our mental health, but only if you make the right conversations. Because you see, words are powerful. And that's why yun ang tip number two ko. Be honest and be smart with your words that you choose to tell yourself. For example, instead of saying that you're too busy to do this or do that, say that it is not your priority or it is not important to you. Don't say, busy ako sa work kaya hindi ko pa magawa yung business plan. Instead, tell yourself, hindi ko priority ang magnegosyo. Hindi importante sa akin ang magkaroon ng sarili kong business kaya hindi ko ginagawa yung business plan. When you do this, you'll notice that there's a shift in your thinking. It gives you an honest perspective about yourself. Another example of how to use words to help change your perspective is when you want to buy something that's too expensive. Masyadong mahal, hindi ko kayang bilhin, I can't afford it. That's the usual script we hear ourselves say. But what if instead of saying those, you say, kulang pa ang budget ko, pero paano ko ba siya mabibili? How can I afford it? Words are powerful, and the words that you choose to say, especially when you're talking to yourself, can help set your mindset towards success. Self-talk and visualization are effective tools that can change how you deal with life's obstacles. And best of all, it doesn't cost a thing to use. Reframing your perspective and visualizing your desired results are sometimes all you need to motivate yourself to do what's necessary to achieve your goals. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro with just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. The 80% is supported by Podcast Network Asia. And if you like listening to educational podcasts like this, then check out these two shows from the network. Parent Team. Join hosts Jelly Victor and JC Alelis as they have real conversations with fellow parents about the ups and downs of their parenting experience. This is a great podcast for all moms and dads out there. The Dog Behind the Human. Listen to dog coach Francis as he shares advice on dog behavior and the inspiring stories of our beloved doggy companions. Understand your dog so you and your pupper can live your best life together. If you also run a podcast, then do check out Podmetrics, the only analytics platform you'll ever need for your podcast. All shows on Podcast Network Asia uses Podmetrics, which helps us aggregate data, monetize, and predict performance of our shows. And be sure to put 80% as referral code when you sign up for Podmetrics, so they'll know you heard about them from me. That's it, and now back to our episode. Narinig niyo na ba yung statement na correlation does not always imply causation? To illustrate, did you know that in the US, the increase of organic food sales is directly correlated to the increase of individuals being diagnosed with autism? Meaning, habang dumadami ang bumibili ng organic food, ay ganun din karami ang pagtaas ng mga autism cases sa US. So, does this mean that eating organic food causes autism? Of course not. One does not cause the other. Pareho lang talaga ang rates of increase nila, pero hindi ibig sabihin ay connected sila. My tip number 3 is related to this. I have another friend who hates it kapag may sale sa mall. Nako, todo iwas yan at ayaw lumabas kapag alam niya na may month-end or holiday sale. According to her, yung mall sale ang reason kung bakit siya napapagastos ng wala sa oras at hindi nakakapag-save. But do you think that's true? I'll say that it's correlated, but it's not the root cause why she's finding it difficult to save money. The real culprit here is her financial discipline, and that's what she should focus on. Nakakatulong yung pag-iwas niya sa mall kapag may sale, of course. Pero hindi yun ang cause ng problem niya kung bakit siya hindi nakakapag-ipon. So instead of finding ways to avoid mall sales, I told her that perhaps she should focus on how to control her impulses in buying things just because they're on sale. When it comes to achieving success, you should always check if the thing that's stopping you to move forward is a real problem that needs to be solved. Or if it's just a mere excuse that you're telling yourself because you want to avoid taking real action. In other words, i-check mo ang sarili mo. Baka kasi nagdadahilan ka lang kaya hindi mo ginagawa yung mga dapat ginagawa mo para ma-achieve yung goals mo. Be honest with yourself. Listen to your words. And do the right thing when you hear yourself making excuses. I believe this kind of thinking, this mindset, it's related to our experience in school. Nung nag-aaral kasi tayo, syempre, bawal magkamali sa mga tests, lalo na sa math exams na kung saan there's always one correct answer. However, and this is my fourth and final tip, you should not be afraid to make mistakes or even fail because I believe that life is not a math test, but a science experiment. And just like in your science laboratory back in school, you need to define your problem first and then list down what's given. Then, form a hypothesis and test it. If that fails, you form a new one and then test again. You do this until you find a solution. Ganyan din ang buhay, and that's how you achieve success in life. You experiment, go through trial and error, and never give up. Mahilig ka bang magbasa ng mga success stories ng ibang tao? I'm sure you'll notice that they always mention the mistakes they've done and the failures they've experienced. Lagi silang may struggle nung umpisa. Well, because failure is part of success. Success always starts from within, particularly in your mindset. A lot of people create vision boards or they write their goals and put it in a place where they can see it every day. This serves as a daily reminder for them to always align your goals with the things you do. If something won't take you closer to your goals, then probably it's not worth doing. To achieve what you want, you need to have the motivation to do what's necessary. And sometimes, the best motivation that you can receive is the one that you can give yourself. Be your own cheerleader and use words that empower you into action. Remember that wanting is not the same as doing. Be honest enough with yourself to admit if you're simply making excuses. So, push yourself to get out of your comfort zone and into the courage zone. Life is not a math test, but a science experiment. I really love having this perspective about life because it means that you are allowed to make mistakes and it's okay to fail, just as long as you learn from them and never give up. Be persistent. Have grit. Because those who win in life are those who never stop looking for a way to win. And that's it. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to see the show notes, then just visit bit.ly/the80%. And of course, kung hindi nyo pa nagagawa, then please follow or subscribe to The 80%. And I hope you can share this podcast to your friends. If you have questions, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo on your phone and then send the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media posts so that I can find and read them online. Again, this is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.